In a social media video, I posted about the concept of expecting and waiting for others to fuel us and to give to us and to bring to us. And in case you have not come across that social media post, I'll kind of reiterate what I said in that video here. So in that video, I gave the analogy of a plate and having a plate, and the plate is empty, and having this empty plate, we make a decision that we want other people to fill that plate with food or to place items of food on that plate in order for us to feel nourished, in order for us to feel rejuvenated, energized, etc. And if no one puts food on the plate, then we are left in a place where we are feeling famished, where we are feeling depleted, where we are feeling at a loss. Now, this is a place where we are extremely disempowered. This is a place where I see a lot of us where we decide that it's someone else's job to make us happy. It's someone else's job to make us feel good. It's someone else's job to bring us joy in our lives. And we wait for other people to do that. And when they don't, we are hungry for life, right? The better solution, the solution really, instead of waiting for others to fuel us, to fill us, to replenish us, is actually to fill ourselves to a baseline where we feel content and we feel satisfied. So that when someone else adds to our plate, then we are getting a bonus and we are embracing what they're giving and appreciating what they're bringing to us, because it adds to what we already have on our plate. Now, I received many, many, many DMs and messages about how, Lienka, do I feed myself? How, Lienka, do I give to myself? How, Lienka, can I move from this space of wishing and wanting and waiting for other people to feed me, to fuel me, to give me joy, to give me happiness, to give me love, to give me validation, to give me a sense of worthiness of being alive? And I always got every single one of these women to just press pause, because they've gone into this space of thinking of how, and they're skipping really important questions that they need to have the answers for first. And I see this a lot, actually. I see this a lot with clients and just people who reach out to me. How can I do this, Lienka? How can I... You've spoken about this thing. How can I go ahead and do that? How can I apply that? How can I free myself from this? How can I X, Y, Z? The place of how is not the first place we could start at. It's actually the last. What comes first are the what and the why. The what is the result. What exactly do you want? Number one, what exactly do you want for yourself? And what would that look like for you? What would that mean for you? In this example, giving to yourself, being there for yourself, right? Really and truly, what does that mean for you to give to yourself and to be there for yourself and to be connected to yourself? What does that look like for you? Because if you don't know what it looks like, then how to get there makes no difference. It's like traveling on a journey and not knowing the destination that you're trying to get to. Like, you could be there already and you don't know because you haven't decided what the markers are, right? That you don't know what it looks like to be in that state or to be in that place. So I always get people to start with the what, essentially the result. What is it that you want? What would that look like? What would that mean for you? And then the second thing is the why. Why is that important for you? Why is it important for you to give to yourself? Why is it important for you to be connected with yourself? Why is that important? That right there is the purpose. Now, the purpose and the result together are the fuel in your engine of transformation. They are the fuel in the engine of your transformation. Once you have those two set, the how starts to reveal itself and starts to become clearer for you. The journey towards that, the journey towards what you want and why you want it, is clearer and actually easier because you've got those foundations set. And I know that the idea of quote unquote feeding yourself can be a struggle. And I know that it is a struggle for many of us. That struggle of being there for ourselves, that struggle of showing up for ourselves, that struggle of not waiting for other people to feed us and to replenish us and to love us and to show us affection and validation for us to feel good. Yeah. That can be hard to not want, you know. It can be really hard to move from that place of expecting that, needing that, wanting that, to be in a place where you can fuel yourself to a place of satiation and contentment. And I know this, it's a common struggle. And ultimately, it really does come down to the relationship you have with yourself. So that struggle to feed yourself, that struggle to give to yourself, that struggle to be there for yourself often comes from actually a disconnection from yourself. You know, when you are disconnected from yourself, what you tend to do is look for outside sources of connection, outside sources to fill that void of disconnection. You look for other people to fill that void. Maybe you become really needy or clingy, and very reliant and very reliant on other people to fill that void. And so I do recommend, highly recommend, that if you are struggling to feed yourself, quote unquote, that you start from the place of where you are disconnected, that place of disconnection from yourself. Because when you are disconnected from yourself, it's harder to be there for yourself in the way that you really need. And when you struggle to be there for yourself in the way that you really need, the way anyone else might show up for you or be there for you or to give you or feed you or fuel you will seem unsatisfying and unfulfilling or never feel like it's enough. And you might find yourself then being hypercritical of people and always pointing things out, etc., etc., because you are at a place of deficit within yourself, because you are disconnected within yourself. So, to recap and kind of rewind selector on this whole episode, really, if you are in a place of struggling to be there for yourself, it is about connecting with yourself and really connecting with yourself and having that relationship with yourself, right? And before you jump into, okay, how I can have a relationship with myself, how I can be connected with myself, how I can be there for myself, how I can show up for myself, focus on the what and the why. What you want, what being connected to yourself will look like, what being connected to yourself will feel like, what being connected to yourself could mean for you. And why? Why is it important for you to be connected with yourself? Why is it important for you to show up for yourself? Why is it important for you to have this relationship with yourself? When you've got those two down, just even having the clarity of mind and heart with those two questions, that journey of showing up for yourself will reveal itself. And you know why? Because those two questions themselves are at the very beginning of the journey itself. And that's absolutely beautiful.